CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People with two COVID vaccine shots and the booster are nearly 50 times less likely to be hospitalized than those who are not vaccinated, according to state epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
We are starting to see the clear impact of booster doses in protecting people.
Mesa County has a free clinic in Fruta for people with COVID-19 to receive antibody therapy. The procedure is for people who have tested positive with mild to moderate symptoms. It may also help people who were exposed to COVID and are at high risk of severe illness. The clinic opens today by appointment. The woman responsible for building Denver's cannabis regulations will step down next month. Ashley Kilroy worked with the City of Denver for more than a decade before Mayor Michael Hancock chose her as the first ever director for the Office of Marijuana policy.
No other jurisdiction had done this yet. I think I was really excited about the challenge, and it wound up being one of the most exciting times in my career.
The CEO of RTD will get a $19,000 raise. The Metro Transit Agency's board of directors approved the increase last night. Here's RTD board chair Angie Rivera-Malpietti on CEO Deborah Johnson.
I have been privileged to sit next to her in meeting after meeting, and she is incredibly articulate and an expert in her field. And I think we are all very fortunate to have such a strong leader.
Johnson will now earn more than $330,000 a year, more than the heads of Denver International Airport and the State Department of Transportation. Colorado's economy will likely grow more than 6% by April, according to experts from CSU and the Colorado Futures Center. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
That annualized growth rate is slower than the current rate, though it's still strong, the researchers say. But they add there are economic risks that are hard to predict in the months ahead. For example, the trajectory of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Other drags on growth include supply chain issues and stress in the labor market. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.